This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. All righty, we are back. Manny Navarro join us here on the program. All right, so what's it look like? They can see Manny, but they don't see me. Is that what it is? Or both of us are on there? Okay, all right.
We got both of you.
All right, there we go. Yeah, we got both of us. All right, we had some issue here. I don't know what the hell was going on. We're waiting for the boxing press conferences to start here at Hialeah Park, so we're going to carry them. Okay. And hopefully this week, by the way, we might be announcing your new show here on the station. So we're looking forward to that, bro. It's going to be good. Oh, by the way, you don't even know the good news.
Okay. You're going to tell me the good news?
It's closer to your house.
That's great news.
It's like in the same, it's in the same county. You just got to go like a little east.
Okay.
That's right. It. So
I like it. I like that.
No, I knew you would like it. I knew you would like it. Your co-host is not going to like it. You have two co-hosts. Oh, and by the way, you have a third co-host now, too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, a very entertaining co-host is going to be joining you weekly. So, yeah. Yeah.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. We are pumping up our Canes coverage. We're pumping up our Heat coverage. Obviously, we're already dominating. Nobody covers the Dolphins like we do. That's already, you know, gone and dead. We have the best Canes insider. That's already done with Manny and Ira in basketball. But we are now taking our basketball and Canes coverage to another level. So we are going to be adding, I would say, three more insiders to the show. So before you know it, Manny, everybody's going to be a part of this thing.
So, I mean, hey, man, that's great. That's great. This is what we wanted, right? When we talked about this many years ago. You've been talking about this forever, bro.
Yeah, so, yeah. Except, you know, like nobody helped me. And so now it's like, it's funny that I teamed up with two other things that, like, they couldn't help me at all. So now, you know, not by myself. Obviously, I'm being helped by a couple people, but it's funny how on our own now we've made more progress on our own than anything else. It's just, yeah. You know, it's weird, man. It really is weird, man. Well, but it is going to be the coolest Kane show that's out there, man.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I really am.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time. All right. So the coach inspired the crowd, but he couldn't get to the point of inspiring the team to get over the hump against Florida State over the weekend.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best moments, right, so far of the Cristobal era, because he got to be out there in front of the fans, get everybody fired up. It was a great sort of viral video moment. yeah, it was cool. It was funny. I was cracking up watching Mario kind of go WWE style, you know, and just kind of get in there. I wish they did that every football game. Imagine if they did that at every football game. Opening quarter, coach grabs the mic and says, "Hey, let's go. Let's get everybody," right. You know?
Right.
Be kind of a fun little twist to football now, but yeah, it was great and good weekend overall, man. They had over 200 kids there, all in, you know, from future recruiting classes, some of the best kids. I was out in front of the Hecht Athletic Center for about 2 or 3 hours interviewing kids as they were walking in, getting their phone number, saying what's up, introducing myself. A lot of these elite kids from all across the country, and I can tell you the common theme for all of them was, man, you know, Mario's exciting. Like he's an enthusiastic coach, and he brings this level of excitement where all of them want to come and check it out and see if they want to be a part of this thing. I mean, I think without question, there's, you know, you're going to see the recruiting amp up tremendously in terms of the high caliber kids wanting to come here. But in the end, as Brett Getz, who runs the 7-on-7 team, the South Florida Express, told me, it's awesome now, but he's still got to win, man. He's still got to win in the fall. Or all of this stuff falls apart, you know. So
No, I'm with you. And he's right. It's, listen, you and I talked about this. What he did at Oregon is not good enough in Miami. Mm-mm. Just that's how scary it is, because he was pretty good at Oregon, but he wasn't beating SEC teams. He wasn't winning national title. So unfortunately, that's what that's what it's going to require here. He's going to have to be a national title contender. He's going to have to beat
his former employer in Nick Saban. These are the kind of things, you know, you got to be Dabo Sweeney, right? Right in your own conference. These are the kind of things that he didn't, you know, do over there. And like losing twice to Utah. Oh my God, Canes fans would lose their minds.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you lose twice to Utah in a year, that's like losing twice to, it's not even Clemson, dude. It's
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it's like Va Tech and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, man, the job is real, and the task is huge for this man.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot of talent. I mean, that's the one thing I think everybody's, oh, Miami, look at those great recruiting classes. They're still getting kids drafted. Oh, I mean, let's face it, man. If you're not churning out first-rounders on the regular, you don't have enough talent to win, right? You got to have those elite kids. And those numbers have gone down tremendously over the years at Miami. It's been well documented. So you need to get the best of the best players, you know, to win championships. It starts up front, starts on the offensive line, defensive line. I think it's great that Mario, that's his focus here, right? It's landing guys in the trenches that are going to be able to go up against Alabama and Georgia and move people and you know, create havoc up front. Obviously, you need it all. You need the quarterbacks, you need the cornerbacks, you need the safeties, you need it. You need every position, but ultimately, if you don't have the horses up front, you're not going anywhere. And as he and I talked about once recently, you know, you watch the film from last year. He tells me we're going sideways and getting knocked on our ass most of the time.
Right.
So, that's why you see this intent push on the offensive defensive lines here, recruiting wise, and through the transfer portal early on. And, you know, they made a big pickup yesterday that was sort of an under-the-radar pickup. But there's a young kid, Andrew Rogers, okay, who was on Mel Tucker's staff at Michigan State for a long time. Andrew Rogers is going to be coming over to Miami now. This Rogers kid is basically the kid who monitored the transfer portal at Colorado and at Michigan State for Mel Tucker. And look at what they did at Michigan State, you know, getting some elite kids. So, again, he's expanding the staff. He's going to have more resources. I expect this thing to get better. But like you said, winning the ACC or getting to the ACC championship game and losing isn't going to be good enough 2 or 3 years from now. I think he's you're right. It's going to have to be playoffs in a couple of years where people are going to start saying, what's going on here?
Let me ask you, just out of curiosity, because, you know, he's old school like you and me are. Has he said anything about what they're doing with the turnover chain and all that other crap? And
I think they're getting rid of it. I think all of this sort of stuff, I don't think is coming back. I mean, he hasn't officially come out and said any of that yet. If they rebrand it or repurpose it, you know, so to speak, or just get rid of it entirely. But I don't think it's going to be something that is his forte, like slogans and cute little things like that. Unless they're winning, I don't think those things are going to be coming out. You know, those little, what's the word that I'm looking for? silly items, right?
I don't know. Right, right.
Yeah. All of that silliness, I don't think that comes out unless they're winning games.
It just disgusted me when you're losing like dogs and you get a turnover and you're like, it's like the idiot that goes first down. And it's like, dude, you're losing 35-10.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares that you got a first down?
Right.
You know what I mean? After you got to stand out there and go like this to everybody. Hey, first down. And it's like, yo, bro, get back to the huddle.
You're
getting your ass kicked. You know what I mean? I hate that, dude. I can't stand the guy that's celebrating in the end zone and it's 45-10. And it's like, yo, dude, you made it 10. You're down with 30 more points. What are you doing? Who cares about your touchdown? Hand off the ball and get your ass to the sidelines and try to score 4 more. Then you can start to celebrate, you know? Those are the things that drive me crazy. So I'm glad that he's doing that. What's the deal with the coaching staff? When is this thing going to be finalized?
Yeah, man. like I said last week, I think, you know, it's gotten to the point where he's taking so much time with this, waiting for the NFL season to end, in my opinion, waiting for guys to finish their contract duties through signing day.
Oh, so you're telling me Dorsey's the offensive coordinator?
No, I'm not telling you Dorsey's the offensive coordinator.
Right. I'm just saying, the Bills just got eliminated, so I'm just saying. All right.
No, I think everybody wants to jump on it. Oh, everybody wants to have that guy picked, obviously, already. But I think the way he's looking at it is, look, there's 7 NFL staffs that are incomplete right now. Right. I mean, between the Raiders and there's 7 openings. people are going to be moving around. People from the college ranks want to move up to the pros. They don't want to be involved in the transfer portal, NIL, and all the crap that they have to deal with. So going through this process now, interviewing a ton of guys, I think he's leaving himself open to whatever option best fits Miami once the chips are sort of falling where they may with the NFL teams. Because I think he wants to put together a complete staff where there's synchronization between the offense and the defense. He doesn't want to just get a guy who's going to come up here and run up tempo and then his defense is gasping for air and playing terribly. I know for a fact that concept to him doesn't make any sense coming from the Saban tree and learning what he learned from Saban, right? If you can't have a defense that can defend it and you go up tempo, you're going to get your ass whooped. So he's trying to build this thing the smart way. And I think he's also leaving himself options for when the big boys, and let's face it, the big boys, the NFL guys, start to move around. You can't just go and hire a guy and then, you know, you can go out and hey, Dorsey, please come here. Well, Dorsey's got a bunch of NFL teams that are probably going to hire him as an offensive coordinator after what he's done with Josh Allen. So it's just, you know, he's taking his time. He's interviewing a ton of people. And he's trying to get a vision for what he wants to do, because once he settles in, and I think it'll happen once the NFL season is complete and we start to see people getting hired around the league, once the chips start falling in place, he wants to have a staff that he's not going to have to redo again, you know, because guys are, hey, I'm sorry, I took the job, and I'm going to the NFL now. Or, hey, I took the job, I'm going to Alabama now. So it's a patient approach. It's his way of handling it. And in the end, we're all going to sit here and critique it anyway, right? So what difference does it make?
Right, exactly. No, I'm with you. Yeah. That's just part of the game, unfortunately. All right, so any other news on the recruiting side that we should know about? I know you mentioned a little bit of it, but
yesterday the Antonio Moultrie kid, who was, I've told you about probably for a few weeks now, out of UAB, the defensive lineman, he finally decided he was going to come to Miami, told the coaches he was coming. And so he's transferring to Miami now. The transfers, I think the final date to add transfers is tomorrow, right? They have to be registered and in classes. So there may also be another offensive lineman, a kid at Oregon who didn't play at all. One of these Samoan kids who they got out of Utah. In fact, I'm going back to my notes here on my phone as I chat with you for a second. I'll try to get his name because I can't pronounce it. It's a weird last name for me. One second. I think it's Logan Sagopoulou or something like that. Hold on a second. Yes, Logan Sagopoulou, 6'2", 340, redshirt freshman. He was on campus yesterday, so he might be the next one that is the next transfer to come in. So. But you know, the Moultrie kid was a 4-year starter. He's another like Lichtenstein, who they ended from USC, another veteran defensive lineman that they want to bring in here. So,
all right, good
that's
stuff.
That's the news so far, and big recruiting weekend coming up, obviously.
All right, good stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. Catch his work there at The Athletic. We will catch you on Friday again, my brother. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. You take care.
You got it. There you go. Manny Navarro and our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report.